This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
If you've ever written a blog, you know that after creating your actual posts, your second biggest challenge is getting your content out to your audience. Maybe you promote your posts through Twitter or LinkedIn, or maybe you use Google+. No matter what tactic you employ, however, you want people to read and share what you've written. If you don't have a huge following, it can be a real challenge trying to get traction with your blog. Fortunately, there's a potential solution out there that can help you called Triber.
Triber is basically Facebook for bloggers, and our mandate is to solve big problems for little bloggers. And the primary problem that we're solving is how to get more attention for your content.
Here's how it works. After signing up for Triber and connecting the site to your blog, you can either join existing tribes or create your own tribe about a particular topic. Then, every time you create a blog post, other members of Triber can see it and will typically share it with their audiences. Likewise, you have the opportunity to share other people's content with your followers. The net result? Everyone's content gets much greater exposure. I'm Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by Dino Dogan to talk about this popular blogging community site and the lessons that Dino has learned from founding a successful startup.
Hey, Dino, thanks so much for joining me today on LabCast. How's it going?
It's going great. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm very good, thank you. So, as I mentioned in our introduction today, we're talking about Triber, the company that you invented and the service you invented. How exactly did it come about?
So I was doing what Triber does in a very manual way. I was doing SEO for a long time, and that didn't work for what I was trying to do, which is mainly build a community around my blog, build an audience, build a fan base, if you will. So SEO wasn't really good for that. So what I was doing with a bunch of my blogging buddies is we essentially had a tribe. And, you know, when you have a bunch of people on the street gathering, what happens? More people gather, right?
Yep.
So, you know, my blogging tribe that I had a bunch of years ago, they would comment on my stuff. I would comment on theirs. They would share my stuff. I would share their stuff. And that small group then attracted a larger group and a larger group and so on. So we were essentially, a blogging tribe. We were hanging out online, basically. And we were doing a lot of these things in a very kind of it was a lot of heavy lifting, very manual. So what Triber does, it allows you to set up a blogging tribe like that, but in a very kind of a streamlined, frictionless, no heavy lifting kind of way. So Triber came out of that need to sort of simplify the process of building an online community.
That's great. So as I was, investigating Triber and deciding whether or not I wanted to use it, and I did join a few months ago, I read a lot of different reports about it. Some were really positive, some were very negative. It seems like people sort of have polar reactions to Triber. And so, what is your response to that, and what do you say to your detractors?
So, you take it as it comes. It's fine. If you look, I think last year someone published an infographic about most loved and most hated brands online, or brands in general. And I think Apple was first in both columns.
Yeah, I bet.
So we are a polarizing service. I love that about us. There's been a lot of criticism over the last 2 years, some of it founded, some of it unfounded. And the stuff that was legit, we took it and we fixed stuff that needed fixing. So detractors are awesome. I mean, they tell you, they're not sugarcoating, they're telling you what it is. And if you can sift through, the yelling, there are a kernel of truths and actionable items in that, sort of a comment that you can take and improve your system. So that's what we've been doing with that.
So is there any advice you can give to users to ensure that they're the happy users and not the unhappy ones? I mean, is there a way to use Triber more successfully than not?
So one of the most common things that people don't understand or don't do or can't do, I'm not sure what it is quite yet. But they don't understand how to build a tribe. And perhaps more importantly, they don't see the importance of doing that and the benefit of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm actually in the process of writing an ebook that we're going to give to our community on how to build a tribe, sort of tribal strategies for bloggers, which I hope is going to address that to some extent. We've tried to build Triber for tribe marketing, essentially, but without having to teach people what tribe marketing is or how to do it, right? Yeah. And that's been fairly successful. I would say about 60% successful. And I'm hoping that we'll chip away another like 10 or 20% by having this ebook resource for people. So I think that's the piece that a lot of people are missing. They don't understand how to build a tribe. They don't see the benefit.
That's really helpful. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk more about the business end of things. You know, I'm curious to hear, you know, OpenView invests in expansion stage technology companies. We work with a lot of SaaS companies. I'm curious to hear what your experiences have been as the founder of Triber. You know, what are the challenges you face and how have you overcome them? And, you know, is there advice that you would give to other people in similar situations?
So I think the challenges are going to be probably different for different types of startups or different types of platforms. Sure. And in sort of general terms, I think we can divvy them up into two categories. One is a startup or a platform that's backed, that's well-financed, that has, you know, money to spend. And another one is bootstrapped, which, you know, it's tight on resources and whatnot. So a startup that has some money to burn will probably have challenges in terms of how to maintain a culture or how to build the right culture for the product and for the client that the platform is servicing. Especially as you scale, as you're hiring new people, how do you maintain that culture? And then how do you hire smartly, right? Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of churn and whatnot. Platforms like Triber, which are not backed, we're totally bootstrapped, we'll have different set of problems. For us, it's mostly resources. We have to be really frugal with our time and effort, and we've had to make some hard choices in terms of what features we want to build or even what features we've actually built but could no longer maintain and had to cut them. It was so painful. It is still very painful. And then there's this, like, internally, there's this grand vision, specifically with Triber, that we're trying to deliver on, which is, you know, taking the blogosphere and converting it into one giant social organism, right? That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, there's this vision, and it's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Right.
How do you get to this grand, you know, vision? How do you fulfill it? It can't happen overnight, and that's really painful for me.
So how do you sort of see the organization around Triber growing in the next months or years to support that vision?
So, you know, I don't know. We've started we've actually started making some money, so that's kind of good. But to really kind of take the next leap forward, because Triber is still 1.5 dudes. We're doing this part-time. So we'd love to hire more people, and I don't know how we're going to do that. It's either going to be by just paying them or by raising some money. So both options are on the table at the moment.
So last question for you is just around the social media space in general and these types of platforms and tools and channels are out there. Do you think that at any point we are going to, or we already have reached a saturation point, or you otherwise see it just happening that we're going to have ever more platforms and, you know, social media is going to be like reality TV, just can't get enough?
There's nothing I've been more sure of in my life. This is not the end. I mean, it's an evolution, right? And the platforms that are popular now, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you know, before them there was MySpace, and Yahoo was the go-to search engine, right? Things evolve, things change, empires fall, Persian Empire fell, Ottoman Empire fell, Russian Empire fell, Roman Empire fell, all empires fail. And same thing is going to happen to Facebook. When Facebook goes away, it's going to be something else. Or it might even stick around. I mean, Friendster is still around, but it's in a completely different space and servicing a completely different need, if you will. So it's far from over.
And do you see, sorry, just another follow-up question there. Do you see Triber's evolution going more towards, you know, individual use, or do you see an enterprise application for companies?
We're shooting for both, actually. What we're seeing is when Google and Amazon and Facebook and all these platforms came around, they sort of own the distribution of content, right? So in that sense, yes, technology is advanced, but from a business perspective, from a business model perspective, they're doing the same thing that big publishing houses 50 years ago have done, right? Which is own the distribution channels, put platform first, stuff like that. So what we're trying to do with Triber is we're trying to give individual blogger the distribution channels, and we're trying to make the platform as transparent as we can, remove the platform from the equation as much as possible. So I think that's the next thing. That has to be the next step in the evolution. I hope it will. And whether or not it kind of it's seen till the end by Triber, that still remains to be seen. But it's going to be seen through till the end by someone.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, you know, to join me today. We're really interested in Triber here at OpenView, and I'm glad that we got to talk. Before I let you go, can you just let our listeners know where they can find you if they want to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. DinoDogan.com, DinoDogan.com.
Well, it doesn't get easier than that. Thanks again, Dino. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care.